St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba, America's favorite burger. It's always all natural, with never any preservatives. Look for Bubba Burger in your grocer's freezer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Feel pretty good. I drove myself in today. Doctors signed off and said I was good to go. Got some of my strength back. For those who don't know, I just was gone for 3 days celebrating my anniversary. Suffered from sexhaustion, and now I'm able to drive on my own. My wife should be released from the hospital in within a week, they said. So,
wow. She's in the hospital?
Oh, yeah. From you've heard of double pneumonia? Double sexhaustion.
Wow.
That's what that's clinically, that's what they call it.
Wow.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
You guys need to do it more. Get used to it.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Our systems, our bodies aren't used to it.
Oh, yeah.
You wait. Peon doesn't know yet. You wait, man. The longer you're married, the more they want to do it. It's just, Dan, you know what I'm talking about?
Nonstop.
How could she want to do it anymore?
It's like, I cannot. No, come on.
I can't imagine.
I'm trying to sleep.
Give me a break.
Yeah. I already got to.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
It's all about them.
I already have to beat her off with a stick.
Beat her off?
Yeah, you know they say beat her off with a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
No,
I was going to say.
Misunderstood.
What the hell
stick.
Kind of wife do you have?
Jamie Lee Curtis? welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. We'll take more phone calls today. I kind of got caught up in telling my Chicago stories yesterday. So we'll take a lot more calls today. Joe Hipperson will be in because it's Tuesday. And the DVDs and CDs are out. Here's my new life as of the last 6 weeks or so. My life now is I make some phone calls. I get on the computer, get my email, I read the paper, and do a couple of things, and then come in here, and then I go home, and then I watch 8 hours of Breaking Bad. I'm serious. No, we watch almost every night. Either two or three hours episodes. Even if we start late and have to be up to midnight, I'm not kidding. I've come close to being this addicted to a show, Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire. But I'm into that as it runs in the regular season. I've never before gone back and caught up on a series. I've never done that by season one thing. But we did with Breaking Bad, and it may have been a mistake because we can't. We're as addicted to the show as the people in the show are addicted to meth, the people that these guys sell to. So Burke segment was pretty light yesterday. Do we have anything today?
I do not.
Any Burke segment?
I do. I was going to mention a show that I just caught a little bit of last night, but I can't find the name of it real quick. It's on Bravo. I mean, my wife Angela watches a lot of those shows on Bravo. They have all the Housewives shows.
Yeah. I've never watched one of them.
Oh, man, they are
There's a new one on ABC called Mistresses now. And it kind of looks like that Desperate Housewives thing.
Some of the worst television on
television. What is the deal with these housewives of fill in the blank?
And then they all get their, they become a quote unquote star on their season of the Housewives, and then they get their own spinoff.
Which is another bad show.
Oh, my goodness. That's all that's on Bravo, essentially, is those Housewives. But one was on last night, and it looks pretty interesting. It's a reality show, of course, but it follows the crew of, like, a yacht charter, where they, you know, it's some of those bigger boats. They have a crew of, like, you know, 8 to 10 people, a chef, you know, stewards and things like that. And it follows them and their day-to-day activities and everything. So it looks kind of interesting.
That could be interesting. Yeah, it's like watching somebody.
Below Deck, that's the name of the show.
Below Deck.
Yeah. So that, let's see, the series premiere starts July 1st. So apparently
it's a preview I watched last night. So the different people go on these yachts. They rent it. They charter the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it has, you know, a crew and one of the guys is the chef on the boat. But then they work for 5 days and then they get off. You know, they port wherever or come back to wherever, and they get to, you know, spend their free time, and it shows them, you know, of course, going out drinking, getting drunk, and all the activities that surrounds that. But it looks interesting. So
yeah, I don't think being on a yacht crew would be a good job, and I'll tell you why. You're a servant to rich jerks who will never see you again. They don't care how they treat you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all people are rich or jerks, but you know there has to be a week or two every once in a while that's so miserable they can't wait till it's over because it's these demanding people. We paid a fortune for this. Get me this Eggs Benedict is not done right.
Yeah, they showed a clip last night. It was this female that was one of the the people that hire the boat, and she said something. She turned to somebody and said, they're not doing a really good job. I'm having to reach for things on the I'm having to reach for things on the table, so they're not doing that great of a job of serving me.
Below Deck,
and that's on Bravo.
I could check that.
And we went to eat somewhere last night, and this is not an endorsed plug. I paid for my dinner, but it's one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. It's a place in Clayton. Five-star burgers. Have you ever heard of this? Apparently it's in a couple different cities around the country.
You know what? I Five Guys burger.
Yeah. No, this is five-star burgers. And we went there last night.
How many stars would you give it?
Five stars? It's probably the best hamburger I've ever had in my life. It's a little, you know, it's a little pricey.
Whoa, hold on. Yeah. The best hamburger you've ever had in your life.
Yes. I mean, that meat was just,
better meat than Steak and Shake?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Culver's? I mean, it's a thicker burger, but their menu describes these Angus cows are fed in pastures and, they write like a little story about how this meat is, you know, so great. And it was. But the hamburger I got had a sunny side egg up on it. Have you ever had a sunny side up egg?
No, but I know people that do that and love it.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've had eggs on burgers before. I think Red Robin has a hamburger.
Had that.
Oh, my goodness. So I had a sunny side up egg on there.
Now, to me, now it's not a hamburger. It's an egg sandwich with
a big old hamburger. It's a big burger on there as well. But, yeah.
Did you have cheese on it, too?
Oh, yeah. American cheese. Couple slices of bacon on it. I mean, the best hamburger I've ever had.
After this, they owe us a couple of burgers.
Yeah, I think so.
Send a couple.
Obviously.
There.
So, yeah.
And it's in Clayton?
Yeah, on Maryland. It was outstanding. So, kudos.
Well, it must be. It's the best burger you ever had in your life. Yes. You're 35 years old, for goodness sake.
Yes.
It's a lot. In 35 years, the best burgers ever.
And I've had my share of burgers, so that's for sure.
I think what I remember liking about that Five Guys is they're so greasy, the grease drips through the bag. I like that.
They fill the cup up with fries, and then they take the scoop and just dump a whole other scoop of fries after the cup is already filled into your bag. I think that's where the grease comes from.
There you go. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Dan, anything?
Nothing, no.
Let's shut her down. This segment is officially closed. We would love to hear from you. It is a hot day. Boy, it just in like in one day. Was it 95? What's the temperature?
Yeah. It's supposed to be 94, you can tell. 95. I had, when you're in the car and the air conditioning is on, it like medium, and you could still just feel the heat radiating from outside. Yeah,
and the humidity's jumped up.
Yeah, it's miserable. It's very humid, very hot. If you'd like to call and jump in here, we don't have an agenda. We'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Now I'll do that with the numbers instead of the letters. 969. That's 314-919-5877. Or toll free, 888-550-5877. And you probably can hear it in my voice, I'm pretty down today, as I'm sure many of you guys are. The news about Jane Lynch and her wife separating.
Yeah.
It really messed my day up when I saw
that.
You
only made it 3 years.
Yeah, and I would imagine Jane was the husband, because every story, and I'm serious, every story on the entertainment segments that I've heard said Jane Lynch and her wife have. Now, does her wife... did she refer to Jane, this is Jane, my husband? Because I've never heard a lesbian woman refer to her partner as her husband, but I've heard one say, this is my wife. Well, wouldn't that make the other one the husband?
No, I think it's two wives. I mean, we have some lesbians that listen. We should get them
Holly
to call
could
in.
Call us.
Yeah, and ask what the... I would assume it's
if you're
your
married,
wife,
are you say, both wives?
Yeah.
This is my wife, so-and-so, and she says, and this is my wife, so-and-so. We don't know.
Although one, you know, in some lesbian relationships, it seems one takes the husband role.
Yeah, the masculine role, and kind of does the carpentry work. And the other one, you know, works in the kitchen or something. We don't know. We're not lesbians.
No.
So we can't speak to that. But we are phone call takers, and that's what we're going to do now. And first up is Don. Hello, Don. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you had a good time in Chicago.
Well, I really did, Don. That's the first time I've been there that I actually enjoyed it.
I went to school there in the 60s, and I got a story to tell you about the wealthy people.
About the wealthy people where? In Chicago?
Yeah.
All right.
The Chicago Yacht Club, every 4th of July, Woo! Has a regatta.
Woohoo! Yeah, but they do.
I was the president of the Chicago Yacht Club. I was 19 years old from a little town in Effingham. Never talked to anybody outside of Effingham, and was on the Lake Michigan on a 62-foot Chris Craft yacht.
Which is not much of a yacht. That's a small, for his yachts go, that's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get into a little...
Anyway.
In a little storm, and all of a sudden, back then they didn't have these water-sealed bearings. You had to stand on the stern and made sure that you hollered at the captain whenever the props came out or the screws come out. To shut the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this lady, real wealthy lady, got sicker in hell.
Yeah.
She threw up all over the place.
Can you edit out hell?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
And she says, hey, you've got to clean this up. And I looked at her and I says, it's yours, you clean it up. And I was washing the screws.
Wow.
All of a sudden, the boat takes a correct turn to the port. We go into Sheboygan, they throw me off the boat, and I had to find my way back to school.
They threw you off because of the way you talked to her?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Literally off the boat like that in the water or at a port?
No,
port.
On land.
I got to have the helpers.
You know, though, I got to tell you, your job at that moment was to make sure everybody didn't die. Yeah. You don't have time to be cleaning up some rich woman's vomit.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but I, you know... The captain, he just is mad as hell if I didn't holler at the right time, because those screws would come out of the water and that boat would just shake.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of different kinds, I think, of really wealthy people. I think they're really wealthy people who are complete schmucks and jerks and treat everybody like crap. And,
oh,
then,
yeah.
And then there are some that you would never know that they're wealthy. They're so nice.
Yes, they are.
I think it depends on how you got the money.
Yep.
You know? Well, that's a good story.
I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because okay. I think you know we are.
The problem solvers.
Don, what's the problem?
Okay. You're advertising, or your station is advertising this here dynamite.
Or dynovite or dynobite or something. Yeah.
And I just wonder how good is this product, and if anybody out there has used it, did it do what it said it was going to do?
That's a very good question, and I'm sure somebody will call who has tried it. I can't tell you. I can tell you this. Half the things you hear advertised here and everywhere else are complete BS. And we run the commercials anyway, just like everybody else does, because that's how we make a living. And you're more than welcome to say anything you want to say about your product. And if you're lying about it, then I guess the consumer will eventually find out. I don't know. What is that, a flea? What is Dynavite? Is it an energy? What is it?
Well,
is it dog food?
Dogs, hair problems, itching, scratching, the smell. It's supposed to make the dog from a... from a alley dog to a show dog.
Well, you know what? If you keep listening, I would imagine if anybody has tried it, they'll call.
Okay.
All right?
And I tell you what, your wife must be a very, very nice person.
No, she's not. She's really not. She's mean and mean to me, mainly.
Yeah.
Because, in front of other people.
What makes you say that, Don?
Very nice. Yeah,
yeah, she's... you're about as mean to her as whatever.
As whatever.
Don, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it.
I love that phrase.
You know, it's funny.
Mean as whatever.
Don is one of those people who seems to not want to believe that a woman could be mean.
Right.
It's very, very possible, and in this case true, that a woman can be one way at home and another way in front of people. You know, she gets in front of people, your wife is so nice.
Like you're just telling stories about
her. Yeah, like I'm making it up. She's nice now because she's in front of you. Come home with me. Hide in the closet. You'll see what goes on. Larry, how are you, Larry?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, everybody.
Larry, everybody.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to reiterate what Ian said about five-star burgers. We started going that place several months ago. My wife has always wanted this. It's on, like, Yelp and TripAdvisor, and the Post-Dispatch had some kind of a food blog, and she's always telling us, we got to go to this place or this place. So we went there, and it's one of the few that really matches what, you know, the 5 stars that they give it online, because it was fantastic.
Now, as a guy who sells things for a living, I'm always very reluctant to give free publicity to anything. But this is I'm curious about this. What is it that's so great? Is it strictly the meat? Is it the bread? Is it the combination, the way they put it together? What is it?
I think it's a combination of all, but the meat is just outstanding. And it's not a real large area restaurant. They got some great, you know, local beers, and it's just, I'm telling you, it's the best burger we've had.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you bite into a burger and it'll break off from, like, the rest of the burger. This is, it's just like, it melts right in the, yeah, it's a...
Well, you're not going to be able to get in now because of what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
We just packed the place, but...
Well, that's the only problem. My wife was getting upset with people on the different websites because she's saying, quit writing this thing up so well because it's getting too crowded.
Well, they just have to open more. That's what you do. You open more.
They're good.
I will eventually hit it. I appreciate it, Larry.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dale, you're up. How are you?
Good. I got a great rich story.
Okay.
my grandparents owned a house in North Carolina, summer house in the Blue Ridge Parkway, and this whole mountain was covered with old money from the citrus industry. These people were just filthy rich. And I was there as a kid, high school, working for my grandfather, and he asked me if I wanted to work for Mrs. Horn down the road. I worked for 3 hours in her yard, building decks, doing everything, 10 hours a day. Finally, I told my grandfather, I said, I wanted to enjoy myself. So he calls her up and said he wants to come down and get his remuneration. And I was in college, take that back. So I walked down there, and all I could think of was dollars. This woman is multimillionaire.
Yeah, she can lay it on me.
Oh, man, I just couldn't wait. She's this nice old lady, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table. She says, got just the thing for you. So she walks off. I'm sitting there waiting. God, what could it be? How much is it going to be? She comes back. She goes, I know you guys get hungry in college, with a used toaster for all of my work. One of those silver ones.
A what?
Toaster. Toast bread.
A toaster?
Toaster.
Holy cow.
Like 30 hours of work, so I was nice, and I pick it up, walk out, walk back at my grandfather's house, and he's thinking the whole same thing. Man, he's going to come up here and be this rich college kid. I walk in there, and I said, Grandpa, guess what I got? He's like, what? And I showed it to him, and he just, like, freaked. Picked it up, threw it in the trash can, said the B word about 5 times, walked into his study, came back out, and handed me a check. And so I did get money.
You know what, though? What you were too young to do it, and you wouldn't do it, and you were doing the right thing and being a gentleman. What you should have done is looked at her and said, I hope this is a joke. No, seriously, you got to be kidding. You're giving me a toast. But you know what? You don't do that when you're a kid because there's an intimidation factor that goes with these people, and you're actually scared of them because they're so wealthy. So you don't dare stand up to them.
But and then I got balance on that. Across the street was this really wealthy lady. She was citrus, millionaire named Willa. And she came over and she said, asked me if I'd like to go fishing with her the next day. She had a little pond.
Now, how old was she and how old were you?
Oh, I was probably, I was probably 12.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
Late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Possible.
I see where you're going. So anyway, I said, yeah, I'll go. She's like, I'll pick you up in the morning. And so I told my grandfather, and he just kind of smiled because she was seeming those nice. 6:30 in the morning, I hear a honk. I go out there. There's a limousine with a driver and her.
To go fishing?
To go fishing.
Beautiful.
She's got a cooler full of snacks, and she's got all the fishing tackle and everything.
Beautiful.
She's dressed like she's an old country bumpkin, you know, she was going fishing.
Yeah, good for her.
So she took me fishing, and she was balanced. She was always doing things like that. So. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the other side. That's the kind you like to meet. Good story. Appreciate it, Dale.
No problem.
Thank you. You know what? We every day we come in here and we stumble on topics just accidentally. We had no intention of talking about really rich people, but you know what? If that's what you want to talk about. They're good stories. They make great stories. I've not known in my life and never been real close to anybody real wealthy, but have known one really wealthy person. Enough that I spent a little time around him. And I've certainly been in the room on occasion where I knew the people around me. Somebody would go, he's a billionaire. You know, the point is, he's worth $1 billion. And you look at him, and you can't help but wonder, how did you do that? How did you get $1 billion or $100 million or whatever it was? Or if you go to...
like Steve Martin said, step one, get $1 million.
Get $1 million. You go to Newport Beach or you go down to Palm Beach, Florida somewhere, and you look around and you just look at these houses. You just think, what do these people do? I mean, there can only be so many athletes, movie stars, CEOs. The world's a pretty big place. Are there that many of these people? And I maintain a lot of it is drug money. A lot of it is high-level cocaine distribution, and don't kid yourself.
Oh, I think you're right.
You'd be stunned at how much of it is that, and they're able to get away with it because they're people who have really good jobs. Here, real quickly, I'll tell you this story. I'll never forget this. I've told this before. When I worked at on Market Street in the building with What Are You Doing, and I had a part time job. I did a Saturday night radio show there, an oldie show, and I did it with another guy. And one night, he reached in his pocket for whatever, and a little vial of cocaine fell out. And I wasn't sure what it was, but it was a little glass tube, and I kind of put two and two together, and I said, is that what I think it is? He goes, yeah. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, how long have you? And he said, a couple of years. He said, it's not a big deal. I'm not, you know, really addicted or anything. And I said, let me ask you something. I wouldn't even know where to get it. Where do you get it? Now, listen to this. He said, well, I can tell you, but I can't really tell you and get specific. He said, I buy mine. My dealer is a vice president, a high-level vice president at what was then Ralston Purina. He said he's an executive. He has a beautiful home. And he said, we just call him the doctor. He said, that's all I'll tell you. And I said, no. He said, yeah, once a year the doctor throws a party and all his clients come over and there's a big old silver bowl of cocaine. Knock yourself out. He said, that's where I get it. And he said, nobody questions his money because he's got a big high-level job. But he says, real money comes from cocaine. I just don't know. How many of these people could there be? Maybe, how many? 1,000? 10,000 of these people? Pretty interesting to see how people get real money. And I think some people get it who don't deserve it. Some do. They worked hard for it. But then you get the kid that's the heir to the whatever.
Right.
You know, and they're just bums. They don't deserve it. But the problem is, no matter how irresponsible they are, they can't go through it. There's so much of it. They can make this mistake, that mistake, hire lawyers, get out of jail, get on drugs, and they just keep getting the money, keeps them going, keeps the lawyers paid, and they can't burn through it fast enough. American Equity Mortgage. Let's come back down to earth and talk about most people who have mortgages, or most people who want a mortgage. I can help both of you. You want a mortgage? American Equity Mortgage. You have a mortgage? American Equity Mortgage. You say it's not with them. Even if it's not, you have one, you have equity in a house. You can still utilize the services and the expertise of American Equity Mortgage and let them show you how to turn bad debt into good debt. Bad debt is high interest rate debt. Good debt, low interest rate. The kind of interest rates that homeowners can get. And the number one culprit, the big enemy, is credit card debt. Credit cards are great things, but they're too easy to use. And you almost forget it's real money. And then when you use it, you're borrowing money. And then you borrow so much, you can't pay it all back. And then you make the minimum payments, and that's where you get into trouble. And that's when you start paying big interest rates. Let them show you how to get out of that. They've been doing this a long time. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim.
70, a little heavy south of the Clayton Road overpass down to Doherty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 64, slow east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like we're doing pretty good on eastbound 270. Now, maybe off the pace, Lindbergh 170. Westbound 70, the usual slowdown west of 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the Powerball and Mega Million Scratchers game from Missouri Lottery for a chance to win up to 100 grand instantly. And you could also win Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, giving you a shot at the big jackpot. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're thinking about granite, listen up.
Granite Busters, the region's number one name in the industry, is making an unbeatable offer.
When you purchase 50 or more square feet of granite or quartz countertops, you get this.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free.
And the hidden cost that the other guys sneak in, a plumbing hookup, free.
Don't hesitate. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
Granite Busters has you covered.
Granite Busters now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the triple freebie summer sale at Granite Busters.
Don't delay. Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
A free sink, free edge upgrade, and a free plumbing hookup only at Granite Busters.
Sale offer applies to category B or higher granite only. New customers only. Quantities limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/31/2013.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Ah! Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnarrs Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnarrs today and avoid the rush. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the twos.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Yes, our rates are still in the twos. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the twos.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS less 11.4937, 15-year fixed rate, 2.875 APR, 3.776 FHA, 10% equity with qualified credit, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-966-0399. That's 1-800-966-0399. 1-800-966-0399. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
It takes an entire community to end homelessness. Help St. Patrick's Center reach its goal of ending homelessness for 50 clients and their families this month. Join our 50 Ends 50 campaign. The money you help us raise will provide St. Patrick's Center programs to move 50 families into housing. So $50 helps end homelessness for 50 families. To make your 50 Ends 50 donation, call 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org. That's 802-0700 or stpatrickcenter.org.
On my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done.
Is Rich still holding? Is he actually still holding?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's dedication. We're going to get right to him and then to you if you'd like. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Rich, you are the most patient man in the world. I wouldn't have done it, but thank you. How are you?
I'm aiming PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
So you got all the time you want. You deserve it. What can we do for you?
I've got at least in my opinion, he's a rich guy, a rich guy's story.
Okay, well, I'd love to have it.
Well, the trucking company that I drive for, it's still a family-owned business, and the man who started it is still around and kicking.
Are his initials TL by any chance?
No.
Okay.
And this has been several years ago, but I've fought traffic and all that good stuff all morning long in Chicago. Deliver a load, pick one up, caught traffic in Terre Haute coming south into Evansville, Indiana, where our main office was. So I finally got down there in the fairly early evening, taking all my paperwork in the office. And at that time of the night, there's usually only one dispatcher in the office. So I walk in there, there's the one dispatcher, there's the man who founded the company, and his wife is answering the phone.
Wow.
Now, he's sitting at one of the other desks in his bib overalls, his work boots, and, I mean, to look at this man, you wouldn't think he had a pot of tea in, much less however many millions of dollars this guy has worth.
All right, now, before you finish, at this time, how long had you worked there?
6-7 years, maybe.
And had you ever met him?
Had met him before. He knows most everybody in the company knows their name.
And how many people worked in the company at this time?
I really couldn't tell you. We generally have, ever since I've been here, we've got about 200 trucks.
Wow.
Mechanics in our shop, plus all the office personnel.
So this is a sizable, considerable trucking company.
By trucking company standards, it's a small company.
Yeah, but my standards, 200 trucks is a big company.
So he's sitting there by another one at the desk drinking a Anheuser-Busch product. I walk in the door, and he looks at me, and he goes, Hi, Rich, how are you doing? Because you're looking a little tired. So I just got all that enjoyable stuff in Chicago all morning long, and then rush hour in Terre Haute and all that other good stuff. He looks at me and he goes, you look like you could use a beer. There's a cooler of beer out there in the truck. Go ahead and help yourself to one.
Hmm. Hmm. That's the story? He gave you a beer?
All right. That's awesome.
No, I didn't take him up on the beer because I still had to drive some more that night.
See, that could have been a test.
If you'd
have said, oh, thanks, and gotten the beer, you'd come back and he said, you're fired.
Yeah.
You passed the test.
No, but he just looked at me and goes, you look like you've had a rough day. You look like you could use a beer. There's a cooler full out in the truck. When I declined, he looked at me and he goes, well, next time I'm around, if you need one and there's a cooler in the truck, you're more than welcome.
Now, here's what impresses me, not that he offered you a beer, that he knew your name.
Or just asking how you're doing, or you look
that's
tired.
That's the most impressive thing of all is he called you by name.
Yeah, his two boys run it now, and they're the same way.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them.
You know, and for that matter, that man, they've got another small little piece of property in town. He goes in there every day and scraps out junk trailers and that kind of stuff, working with two or three other guys. Every day he is down there on what we call the river lot, cutting stuff up, loading it up, dragging it to the scrap yard.
That's probably how he grew his company, so he just keeps doing it.
I love those guys that you can't tell how rich they are. The overall type.
Yeah, he bought three used trucks, one to put on the road and the other two for parts.
Wow. Good for him. How long have you been driving the truck, by the way?
A little over, I guess, about 22 years now.
I don't know how you do it. I see truck drivers. Every time I see a truck on the road, I tried to drive one time, an actual big rig. I'm not kidding. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you maneuver through cities without taking out street signs and posts and people and
cars. Does it just become automatic? I mean, you just go into almost like cruising?
It's like anything else. If you do it enough, it's like to you.
Driving
like
a car?
Yeah, like us driving a car, I guess, right?
I have more trouble in my personal vehicle than I do in this truck.
I would imagine.
If you ever pull the trailer, you know, when you're backing up, you have to back up opposite the direction that you want the trailer to go. You have to push the front of it. Push the front of it around to get it going in the direction that you want it to go. And I'll find myself backing up in the wrong way in my personal vehicle, reaching for things that are not there,
going around
corners real wide like I'm pulling a trailer, and the girlfriend will just look at me and she'll go, you're not in the big truck.
Yeah. Going to the back seat to sleep in that cab that's not back there.
You're in your big truck probably 10 times more than your regular car just driving around.
Yeah, I got to tell you this, dude. I usually try to do about
3,000 miles a week. I might put 300 on my personal vehicle in a week. That's just my commute to and from a house on the weekend.
Well, when I hear people gripe about truck drivers and I read stuff and they go, these truck drivers, I can tell you something. For all the trucks on the road and all the trailers and all that weight and what they have to maneuver on the same little space between two lines that we do, I think, to me, it's amazing how good they are.
People cutting them off.
Yeah,
not to,
there ought to be 10 times the accidents there are with trucks. I think, to me, what I see is pretty impressive from truck drivers, and factor in too how many hours sometimes they're on the road.
Yeah.
And then I got yesterday leaving here, and there was an accident ahead of me. So I'm sitting, and there are a couple of big trucks, and I'm thinking these guys go through this all the time. They're sitting in just still in traffic. It's costing them money, and they have to put up with that crap too. So I say to most of you, way to go. I got no gripe with you.
Someone called in and said that Rich sounds like Tom Baudet a little bit.
A little bit. I think we said that before. Rich, thank you for the call.
All right. My pleasure.
If we have time, I will tell you a truck driver story. When I worked in Belleville, I'm looking at the clock. If we have time, we come back. I'll do it before Hipperson gets in. And it's one of those great stories about a guy who looks like just a bum, sort of wouldn't even be a good driver, who actually owned the whole trucking company. And it's a great story because then he starts telling me about what it's like to live that life of looking almost like a homeless guy, but being really, really wealthy, and how much fun it is for people to think you're poor. I mean, that to me would almost be more fun than going around in a big limo or something. Yeah, it's a great offer for you from Ballast Dental Care. And they've done this before, and when they do, they get lots of calls and lots of patients, and you'll see why. During the month of June, and we're in it now and almost halfway through it, if you become a new patient at Ballast Dental Care, you will get free oral sedation consultation and all x-rays. No charge. Your oral sedation consultation and your x-rays are free if you're a new patient during the month of June at Ballast Dental Care. I know a thing or two about Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there for 40 years. You guys have worked with me for several years. Have I ever had a toothache in here? Have you ever seen any teeth fall out?
No.
When we're sitting here working? The only thing you ever saw was one day I bit into a sugar daddy. You know, that real sticky.
Oh, I remember that.
Lost the crown.
And I pulled a crown right off because I couldn't get my teeth apart. Those are the stickiest. It's like biting into glue or something.
They are.
And I ripped the crown off because I pulled too hard to get that sticky goo from between my teeth. Ballast Dental Care is a wonderful place to go to the dentist. If you think that that's impossible, that any dentist or any dental clinic could actually be wonderful, then that tells me you are not a patient at Ballast Dental Care, but that you should be. So I'll invite you to join me and go where I've gone for 40 years. Remember, the month of June, you become a new patient. No charge for the x-rays and oral sedation consultation is free. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And you can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now, see how things are rolling along with Tim Weiland.
Well, I don't really see any accidents or incidents to speak of. It's just heavy volume now. Westbound 64, you've got the usual Hampton to McCausland, 270 out through Mason. You're going to be slow from, it looks like, the Spirit Overpass out to the Boone Bridge. Same thing on westbound 70, if it's stacked up from 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. You start looking for some heavier traffic now from the Lewis Bridge up through Highway 94 as traffic starts to go into Alton. We have southbound 270. It looks like it's stop and go now from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, just a little slowdown right at Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart is your destination for car care. They carry top brands like Blackmagic, Armor All, and Meguiar's. And right now, Walmart has 23-ounce Blackmagic tire wet spray on rollback for just $4.27. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
For over three decades, Cleary has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From egg storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Cleary, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Cleary, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Cleary provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Cleary building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough?
Cleary built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
You can apply for financing on a five-piece living room set at a big furniture store, or you can get the same five-piece living room set at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Unfortunately, you don't qualify.
Why not?
Well, looks like you bounced a check back in 1987.
With the Rack Flex plan, everyone's pre-approved, and each agreement includes a 90-day same-as-cash option, so you never have to worry about credit rejection.
I'm not rejecting you. The computer is.
Rent-A-Center.
See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction 90 days. Same as cash. Not valid in Vermont.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect for Father's Day. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
Who's that, Fran Drescher?
I don't think she works here.
Maybe a little preview of what's coming up. A couple things we're going to talk about. One, we have a list of some products that are made by prisoners that you may not be aware of. Now, most of my life, I'd heard they make license plates. And we found out from somebody not long ago, they still do make license plates in prisons. But that's the only thing you ever, busting rocks and making license plates.
That's
the only thing
movies,
you ever heard prisoners do, breaking up rocks. And why were they breaking up rocks?
Anyway? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just to have something to do?
Yeah.
So we're giving you actual things. I did know this just from watching the Nat Geo and a couple of these channels, that there are prisons that have big gardens and farms, and they farm. They have the prisoners farm, and they knock out some pretty great produce and supply them to restaurants or stores or whatever. And I also had known that there are a couple of ranches that are run by prisoners where they break horses. That's a great thing. You want to break a wild bronco, put a guy on death row on there.
Really?
Who cares if his neck gets snapped? He's going to die anyway. You break him. Yeah. the one scheduled to be executed next week.
Our medical testing. Why don't we put them all through that?
Bingo. Perfect.
Save the rat.
So we got some good stuff coming up made by prisoners. Now, the subject of being really, really wealthy came up. Not easy to do. It's easy to do if you're the kid of somebody wealthy, like those Trump kids, you know. But I think they had to kind of work their way and earn their way. They're pretty smart, Trump's kids. Most people are never going to see that kind of wealth. But there are people who can take regular average incomes and turn them into a pretty nice, hefty nest egg, they call it. And most of those people get some help from people like Mark and Jason. They get good financial advice. Financial advice is not just for people like that 84-year-old lady who just won $500 and whatever million. The one-time payout was $350 million, whatever it was. I promise you, she got some financial advice. And I can also guarantee you that whoever she went to, they're jumping up and down. They go, you know, we're her financial advisors. So, yeah, those people do get financial advice. But most people that go to financial advisors to get advice are regular people who don't want to end up broke. They want to be able to hang on to what they have and make it grow. That's why we would love it if you would call Mark and Jason. Lots of listeners have. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. They've been at this a while. I think you're going to like them. You tell me. But first, you have to have a meeting, and that's something you'll have to arrange. You go to their website, find out how to get in touch with them, set up a meeting. Won't cost you anything, even if you already have an advisor. Can't hurt. MarkandJason.com. Don't go away. We're coming back. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first legal action is...